Last Word on Today FM.
Ian Guiler from the Business Post is with us. And Ian, we don't very often deal with major new job announcements. Maybe it's become a bit blasé about the creation of jobs in this country over the last decade or so. But I am interested in the announcement from Abbott, the medical device maker, of 1,000 jobs, because it comes at a time when there's a mounting concern that Donald Trump's intended trade policies in the US could be damaging to multinational investment in Ireland. This would seem to run contrary to that.
Evening, Matt. Well, this has been in the works for some time. As you said, Abbott, the big medical device maker, announcing 1,000 jobs across Ireland today. 800 of them will be in a new manufacturing plant in Kilkenny, which they have built at a cost of over 400 million euro. It's absolutely huge, 30,000 square meter. And that is to extend the capacity to make diabetes sensors. I'm sure there are many people out there who have diabetes and use their Libra sensors, which monitors blood sugar levels.
I have one in my left arm as we speak, Ian.
And they say that product is going to be manufactured in Ireland, and it will be the biggest plant around the world where Abbott will make this device, that they churn them out, huge level of capacity. So on top of that new factory announced for today, no, opening today, they've announced 200 jobs at an existing site in Donegal. So across the country, Abbott making this announcement. And as you said, an interesting time, because when we think of Donald Trump's tariffs, we assume it will impact on pharmaceutical manufacturing. But don't forget, we are a huge exporter of medical equipment after pharmaceuticals and chemicals. It's the actual devices and technology that we export, mostly to Europe, but some of it back to the United States. So a big announcement today. The IDA were at it, and of course we're supporting it, and the Taoiseach was at it announcing it as well. So I think we haven't had as big an announcement as that in some time, and particularly, as I said, in a sector that we're really strong at.
But McDonald's announcing a new jobs doesn't have quite the same impact, does it?
No, but they will be important. Even though it's a good story today looking at McDonald's in Ireland and the company telling the Irish Independent that over the next 4 years it's going to invest a further 40 million in Ireland, and that will involve its franchisees here opening new restaurants and will create 1,000 jobs over the next couple of years. Matt, I think at all levels, look, a lot of people would have worked at McDonald's and when they were students or when they were going through college, so they are an important employer. You can't start off working in a big pharmaceutical factory. You got to start somewhere.
Okay, now tell us about the disappointing news that an interest rate cut next month by the European Central Bank is not a certainty.
Yeah, because most of us had penciled in the fact that the ECB would cut rates for a fourth time in December, because inflation, which is the only thing they care about, has fallen back to their level of 2%. But the governor of the central bank here, Gabriel McClough, he is one of the people who sets ECB interest rates. He was speaking at a conference today, and he says that it's not in the bag that when the ECB meets on December the 12th, that they will cut interest rates. And his comments have been interesting, because he's one of the few governors who have been out and about in the last couple of weeks since Donald Trump was elected, talking about the European economy and whether interest rates will fall. And he said the job isn't done on inflation. He said the job is well on its way to being done, but I don't also feel at the moment the need to rush in and anyway to get the job done. So the ECB might, when it comes to this meeting, hold off on an interest rate cut. We have had three reductions of 0.25%, and financial markets had been penciling in perhaps not just a cut in December, but a jumbo cut of 0.5%, which is what the US Central Bank did a couple of weeks ago. And I think people as well might be looking at that inflation data and saying, well, it has come down, it's still not at that 2% target yet. So will the ECB, having given some relief to people out there, maybe hold off in December? There's a lot going on with the European economy. We have seen figures from the likes of Germany, the likes of France, and the likes of Spain that haven't been that good. Perhaps they'll also start looking at what will Donald Trump's incoming administration mean for the European economy. If we're going to have tariffs being slapped on European goods, that could lead to higher import prices, which of course means that we would have more inflation. So I think the idea that we're just going to get this smooth path of interest rate reductions over the next couple of months, I think some of the governors of the central banks across Europe might be just holding off on it. I still think you know, if I was to put the money on it today, I still think they will cut just for the need to stimulate the European economy. But when they look at inflation, that's all that they care about. And it still is a little above that target.
Now, Aer Lingus is a profitable airline. So why is it looking to staff to take unpaid leave early next year?
Yeah, really good story from yesterday, Sunday Independent. And of course, we saw profits from Aer Lingus fall over the summer months. We reported on these numbers just a couple of weeks ago because they took a 50 million euro hit due to the industrial action by pilots over the summer. And the Sunday Independent reporting that there's lots of changes on the way to working conditions for ground staff at Aer Lingus. So people checking in, ground baggage handlers, all of those type of staff. But as part of that, over January, February and March, the airline is looking for people to take some unpaid leave across the company. They're not talking about job losses, but they are talking about restructuring. And the airline telling the paper yesterday directly, this is due to the industrial impact, the industrial relations impact of that pilot's action earlier on the summer, but also a couple of other things. It's a very competitive environment, they said. We do know there's lots of competition on routes from the likes of Ryanair on European routes, and also some of the big US carriers have expanded capacity on some of the transatlantic routes. And they also say that things in relation to the Dublin airport cap caused a lot of uncertainty earlier on this year. And that means it could be a weaker winter period for the airline. So there is a need to save money. And one of the ways of doing this is to get people to take unpaid time off rather than a voluntary redundancy scheme.
Thank you very much, Ian Guider from the Business Post.
The Last Word on Today FM.